History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. It's the 28th of June, Sarajevo. The heir to the Austrian throne, Archduke Francis Ferdinand, and his wife Sophie are assassinated. In just over a month, all the great powers of Europe will be at war. The assassination was carried out in the capital of the Austrian province of Bosnia-Herzegovina. The Serbs believed that it should be them who were in charge of this territory, and a group of Serbian nationalists known as the Black Hand were responsible for carrying out this atrocity. Franz Ferdinand's official visit had already seen a bomb thrown at his car. Heading to the hospital to see those injured by that explosion, Franz Ferdinand's driver takes a wrong turning. As the driver was reversing, one member of the Black Hand, Gavrilo Princip, a mere teenager, took his opportunity. He shot the Archduke and his wife at point-blank range. Both would be dead within minutes. Princip was promptly arrested. The outraged Austrians looked to blame Serbia for this atrocity and believed that the Serbian government was in some way behind it. The powers of Europe were now set on a path which would lead to world war by the first week of August. We have to remember that Europe was divided into two armed camps at this stage: the Triple Alliance of Germany, Austria-Hungary and Italy, and the Triple Entente of France, Russia and Britain. Tension had mounted as a result of the build-up of arms over the previous two decades, and incidents and crises which brought competing powers to the brink of war. On the 5th of July 1914, a week after the assassination, Germany agreed to give Austria the blank check. At a meeting between the Austrian ambassador and the Kaiser of Germany, an agreement was made that Germany would support Austrian action against Serbia, whatever happens. Many argue that Germany was looking for an excuse to start a war, which would get her out of the situation where she felt encircled by France and Russia. On the 23rd of July, the Austrians sent Serbia an ultimatum, 10 points which they wanted to see fulfilled, so that perpetrators of the crime of the 28th of June could be punished. The Serbs were willing to accept 9 of the 10 points of the ultimatum, but refused to allow Austrian police into Belgrade and Serbia in order to carry out the investigations. As a result of that, on the 28th of July, Austria declared war on Serbia and started the bombing and shelling of Belgrade. The Serbs called upon their allies, the Russians, and one day later, on the 29th of July, Russia starts to mobilize its troops. Germany sends a warning to the Russians not to get involved. On the 1st of August, Germany declare war on Russia. But, as a result of its Schlieffen plan, the German army doesn't move towards Russia, but moves in the opposite direction, towards the borders of Belgium and France. The French themselves now mobilize, in part to support their allies, the Russians, and in part because now the Germans were bearing down on their borders. On the 3rd of August, Germany declares war on France, and sends its troops on a path into France which goes through Belgium. The British order an immediate withdrawal of German troops from neutral Belgian territory. On the 4th of August, when no retreat is seen, Britain declare war on Germany. To finish things off, on the 6th of August, Austria actually declares war on Russia too. Now the world is at war. Following consideration of this timetable of war, there are two elements that we need to consider more seriously. One is this Schlieffen plan, in which Germany attacks Belgium and France with the intention of defeating Russia. Then we also have to look at British involvement. Why did they get involved? Because they were reluctant to be committed all the way through until the very last days. The Schlieffen plan was Germany's way of trying to avoid fighting a war on two fronts. The basis of the plan was that the Russian army would take a long time to mobilize. It was estimated 6 weeks. And therefore, in that time, France should be attacked and defeated. The best way to destroy France would be to capture Paris. And the way to Paris wasn't a direct assault through Alsace-Lorraine, but would rather take the German army through Belgium, and then the armies would come down like a hammer blow, get round the back of Paris, encircle it, and finally destroy it. The Germans were confident that their military, with meticulous preparation, particularly of the railway timetable, would be capable of achieving this feat within 6 weeks. The problem was, they assumed that Belgium would just allow them to march their troops through, and they also assumed that Britain would not want to get involved. Once France was defeated, then the German army could send its full weight to destroying Russia. The Russian army was bigger than the French, though it would be less well prepared, less mobile, and would have to cover greater distances. The German army, with its superior technical and manpower know-how, would be able to destroy it once France was out of the way. Although Britain was in the Triple Entente with France and Russia, that did not necessarily mean that Britain was obliged to fight for either Russia or France. Britain's interests, though, were to make sure that no one single power dominated the continent of Europe. They also wanted to make sure that friendly powers were just the other side of the English Channel. Therefore, when the Germans threatened Belgium, that threatened the English Channel, and the British therefore felt they needed to be involved. On top of that, Belgian neutrality was agreed by all powers in 1839, and when Belgium was invaded by Germany, that violated that treaty. The Kaiser dismissed this as a mere scrap of paper, but to the British it was a matter of principle. Some would argue it's just an excuse, but others would say that Britain needed that legal standpoint in order to declare war. As we have seen, war escalated as a result of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo on the 28th of June 1914. We see the close alliances between Austria and Germany, and Russia and Serbia, and Russia and France as the main reason why this escalated from a local conflict in the Balkans into a world war. Much of the blame has to lie with Germany, her blank check, and then the Schlieffen Plan. The Schlieffen Plan made sure that Western Europe as well as Eastern Europe was involved in this conflict, and that inevitably dragged Britain in as well. Questions on this period are very popular in exams. You may find that you have a 6-mark question asking you to describe the events as they unfold. Alternatively, many sources, cartoons, etc. are used to analyse what people were feeling at the time. Most importantly though, you may have to weigh up some of the factors involved here. When writing an essay, these could be to compare the assassination or the July crisis with some of the longer term effects of the war, such as the arms race or the Bosnia crisis or what happened in Morocco or the alliances themselves. It is important that you have that thorough knowledge of all aspects, both long term and short term. Goodbye and good luck.